sit down.
Proceedings going at this point, grand jury, with FBI interrogators and the MacBurney proceedings.
without the ability to claim retainer with the client, I took counsel basically with Bill Rogers last night, and because he's a former attorney general, he's very practical, he understands what the problems are. And his very strong feeling was to figure out what the priority thing, got to protect the president's face, got to protect the conversation between the president and members of the Senate. You have to write at the top of the list, and beyond that core of concerns is the avoidance of any appearance of trying to cover up. And he said, well, let's deal with the reality of the problem. First of all, the fellows themselves are in the best position to invoke the privilege in the first instance themselves. You're not going to be in the grand jury.
Oh.
Why should you be sitting down there in the lobby with John Wilson, who had press all over the place, and then getting thrown into invoking the presidential privilege from time to time? Let them invoke privilege with respect to
the state that they have so direct.
And then if they have questions about it, they can tell with Wilson.
But
Wilson has a real problem about it. He can then call me down.
Yeah, see, that's why I wrote the memo to you today.
Right, but rather than my being there and just invoking the privilege all over the place, hold it as a kind of measure of
I see.
Of after so long, so that we're not in there.
No, you're going to be down there.
Well, you see, I would have to be under the letter. I would have to be there with Wilson. Sitting with him outside.
I thought that I was intending to say to you that you, as the White House counsel, will see the privileges. Did I direct you?
Well, yes, it's mandatory and has at least no discretion, and it's not like the breadth of privilege as described there, such as to leave relatively little that would not be privileged in their testimony. So that, quite conceivably, Wilson might fall into a pattern of saying this is a matter that I believe he does involve presidential privilege, and he would probably be right under the very general description of the privilege there. And I would just be in a position of saying, well, that's privilege, and that's privilege.
Yeah. Well,
and that would not be, that wouldn't be in their interest, it would be even less so.
So what do you want to do? Write a letter?
Now, let me get you quickly to another proposition. That is the interrogations of Bud Crowe and Dave Young. I held them up until I got some idea about what the subject matter was. And
you
see that these fellows, Crowe is calm and smart, and Young is a little bit hysterical. He's calmed down. But we're sitting on a situation where Matt Byrne himself is trying to protect his own political skin.
Sure.
So he's saying, I'm going to delay in connection with the responses to my request for these depositions. And I want to turn them loose to the FBI as quickly as possible.
That should go.
I should not be sitting there in the room with Young and Crowe invoking privilege. Under this doesn't cover the FBI interrogation, but the sentiment would require my being there or available to them. And I think, again, it's not a situation where anybody...
What do you suggest as a procedure?
I'll tell you what Rogers suggested, and I think very soundly so, and that was essentially this. Basically, I'll summarize what it is, you know, to go through it, that the witnesses before the Irving committee in the informal discussion.
saying that basically on hearsay. I don't know that they ever did, but let me say, if they did, the most important thing is that the whole Hunt and Liddy thing never produced a goddamn thing.
Right.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Now, take this psychiatrist thing. The reason it came, if you talk to John, you remember his FBI interview. The reason it came to John, he tells me, is that what happened is that these clowns apparently wanted to go to psychiatrists, and then they didn't get what they wanted, and then asked to go back in.
To go back in.
And then John said, no, not at all. That was John Ehrlichman's only contact with it. That was a long time ago. All right, now, let's move along through the talk. Now, when did I hear? The first I ever heard about the goddamn thing, it was all Watergate. The first time, let's get another thing very clear about it so that you'll know where we stand on Dean. And that's why the relationship is very different. Dick Lines was saying, how often did you see Dean, in the summer and so forth? I said, it once. I said, and it's true, from January the 1st, 1972, until February the 27th, when we got in on the executive, when he was under attack, I saw him for 5 minutes when I signed my will.
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes. So Dean is right that he did report through all under. He is right on that. But finally he said, well, Dean gives the impression he's sitting under your lap every day. Well, I suppose that's the way the angels are thrown around. But he did. Now, as far as this whole matter is concerned, why the hell, if Dean goes down and tells Granger, didn't he tell me? All that I know is that in the period, in the March 21 period, when Dean came in here to his credit, March University, that's when he told me about Hunt and all that crap, and raising funds for them, and that's when I started my own investigation. The fact, he says, Hunt and Liddy were involved in some of the leak operations. I knew they'd been in the White House staff. And I said, some of that stuff is involved in the Ellsberg game. That's all, just like that. Later, when Hunt was called before the grand jury, I talked to Peterson from Camp David. I said, I just want to say one thing. I said, you can question him in the grand jury about anything that has to do with Watergate. But I said, but national security matters are not the province of this grand jury. He said, I totally agree. We're staying out of national security matters. Not knowing then what the hell it was. Then Kleinies came in finally on Sunday, as he said in his report to you, and said, look, we now, based apparently on what Dean or I or somebody had told him, had conducted an investigation for 10 days, had found that there had been this break-in. And the way they found it is a curious thing from what I now find, from what I hear. Apparently, there was a picture taken. Did you hear about that?
The office.
Did you hear about that?
I heard generally that they came out with nothing but a picture.
The CIA, his camera, you see, the crazy Hunt borrowed a camera from the CIA when he was working here. He returned it to the CIA. There was a roll of film in it. The roll of film had a picture of these two clowns standing in front of the contractor's office. So that led to the attention of the goddamn people. And there was. But let me just say this. You've got to have confidence in me. That we even got it out to Ellsberg.
it wouldn't help him, it wouldn't, and certainly create some, there are other problems here. I mean, he can certainly handle that, he has to, by telling a story. Similarly, Krogh and you know, I don't think anybody's going to get very deeply into any of that matter, and to the extent that involves anything that's serious and collateral, they'll just say, well, that's
actually a problem.
This grand jury, all these FBI interrogations.
But even up in California, they're only interested in that, right. Only in that crazy.
And we're getting to all the things with the Soviet officials and, you know, the
whole lot of newsmen.
Yeah, no reason to get
it. They did newsmen, I assume.
Well, they may get into that, but that's
where Hoover did newsmen. I mean,
yeah. I think we're past that problem. The problem that will be created now will be if we get to a business of garment to run all the time, waiting for privilege, and, that would hurt you. I'm not concerned about myself. I mean, I've got a
Senator,
I'm in a special job.
Senator Thomas is here.
Okay.
But
I'll be in.
I think that Bill Rogers is here. I must say that I came into the discussion with him with a more narrow and professional view about the privilege. And he said, no, that's silly. You're going to get involved in a situation with the privilege of a look as if you get through all the town. Flashing privilege, and it isn't doing good. Yeah. You can't control the
weather. I think it should be pointed out to John and to Bob.
Right.
This is Bill Rogers' judgment.
Right. I'll do that through Wilson. What do you want me to do with the record?
I'll do it through Wilson. I'll say that Rogers feels that this is that this leaves us
and
this leaves us more leeway, and so that they don't argue every time, well, is this national security? Because John may want to talk about national security.
That's right. And
let me see where they put this. Say that. You say it.